This segment is brought to you by HumanWare, the global leader in assistive technology for people who are blind or have low vision.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Works, empowering the lives of people living with vision loss and blindness. Looking for your next job? Join a talented team that values inclusion, collaboration, and excellence when you apply on our website today. Learn more about our current openings at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome to your show. Welcome. This is your host, Michael, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We have a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We got all things going on tonight. Tonight, a special night, on a couple occasions, I shouldn't say occasions, they're not good ones of remembrance of the terrible 9/11, which we'll never forget. And the second is Queen Elizabeth, who died in England. Even though it's not United States, it's still one of our allies, and she's been queen for over 70 years, and she passed away a few days ago. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. And by the way, if the phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. To my left, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here, and welcome, everybody, to the September 11, 2022 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's a solemn day but we're happy to be with our co-host Sheila Young and Chris, and we'd like to present to you a really wonderful show tonight.
And all the way, well, tonight she's not in College Park. She is wherever she is. The young lady, our co-host, the host is with the most is Sheila Young, co-host. How you doing, Sheila Young?
I am great, Michael. Good evening, everybody. And welcome to this memorable day.
And in the studios, Coe Studios in Orlando, Florida, the one, the only, Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Don't tell anybody, but I made it back, and we live and in full effect.
Yay.
Glad to have you back.
Glad to have you back, by the way. How's your mother?
She is doing absolutely marvelous. She told me to tell everybody thank you so much for your concerns, your prayers, and she couldn't have did it without you guys being concerned about it. So she said thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
I told her to quit being so soft. And she said, I said, go in there and get the surgery done and come back out and we'll go get a lollipop.
There you go.
So it worked out.
Well, folks, I got one nice thing to say. Well, I wish our daughter, believe it or not, her 50th birthday was a couple of days ago. Want to wish Desiree happy birthday, Desiree.
Desiree.
Desiree, that's right.
And she, how, she said 21, 22?
Yeah, she's just turned 50.
She's actually in denial.
Yeah, she's in denial.
I don't blame her.
She's 50.
She's really having a hard time.
Yeah, she's having a hard time with it.
Yeah.
Look, D, 50 is the new 25, so you good.
That's what they say. They say 50 is fabulous, so I don't know. And just to remind everybody, today is Grandparents' Day. We'll talk about that a little bit
Woo-hoo!
Later. Yeah. So.
And I have a couple of shout-outs.
Okay.
There you go. Let me hear your shout-outs.
All right. I want to wish Eugene Backe a happy belated birthday. I want to wish my son, talk about getting old, my youngest son will be 42 Tuesday. And then I want to say hi to Connie and Seth and Meryl and Gabriel and anybody that is listening tonight. Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, that's Connie and Seth in South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. Hi, Connie and Seth. Yeah. So I'm glad you're listening. Michael, did you want Chris to play that?
Yes,
yeah,
one
let's
second.
Do that now, Chris.
I would like right now to folks, I have a solemn right now moment for passing of the Queen, Queen Elizabeth. I want to play something right now. Peter Jennings was on the air and he said this. Chris, would you play that?
We saw a report earlier today that at Buckingham Palace in London, where Queen Elizabeth II lives when she is in London, the Coldstream Guards, who change the guard, not the Coldstream Guards, but they change the guard every day at Buckingham Palace, as we know, and we are told that at the request of the Queen, the Coldstream Guards band played the Star Spangled Banner. Let's listen.
So that was from the Queen. So if you don't understand, each morning the palace plays England's national anthem. Because of 9/11, the Queen told her band, don't play this morning our national anthem. She wanted to play the United States national anthem. Because of 9/11.
And you know, I never knew that. And so 21 years later, I found this out. You know, I just don't remember.
That's when you were listening to Peter Jennings, what he was reporting. Yeah. So that's.
Oh, wait, there's an echo. Chris, are we there?
Yep, we're here live and in full.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I'm hearing an echo. I don't know. Okay, so let's see what else. That was quite interesting. Let me tell everybody that when we come back from the break, we're going to have a special guest calling in. His name is Anthony Corona, and Anthony witnessed the towers being hit, and he has asked me to read a short essay that he wrote last year, and I will be doing that. And then if you have anything in your heart that you'd like to say to Anthony and a little something about September 11th, you know, please feel free to call in.
For those folks who listen to this radio show for the first time and you're driving the car and say, what is this show all about? This show is called Blind and Beyond. So that's why it's called Blind and Beyond, because it's beyond blindness. It's not just for the blind folks. It's not for the visually impaired folks. It's not just for the sighted people. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. We try to unite everyone. A lot of folks never knew, never spoke to a sighted person or a blind person together in one place. I think I told you all, I was on vacation with Lynn and some person came up to me and said, he saw me with my cane. He never spoke to a blind person before. Well, that's what this show is all about, to inform people who are listening to this radio show, whether they're sighted, whether they're visually impaired or blind, everything. The news that the queen died, we talk about that. There's two things we don't talk about. We don't talk about religion and we don't talk about politics. The queen dying, that's not politics. That's someone who is, how can I say, she's been around for 73 years as the queen of England. So I'm not going to say that's politics. Yes, she was the queen. Some people may not like her. Some people like her, but she died. And that's why we're remembering her. We're not talking about politics right now. So this radio show that we present each Sunday night, and we love you listening to our show. If you have any comments, call in 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you have any comments, say it. That's what this show is all about. The show is for you. We try to inform you. We try to educate you. We try to entertain you. So there's many things we try to do. Every show we try to give you another experience of life, not just folks that are visually impaired or blind, but folks that are, well, we're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
The Reboka app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Reboka provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Reboka app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Reboka, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, Reboka.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. Oh, yes, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okie dokie. Well, we're going to meet the gentleman that I was referring to earlier in the show. So welcome, Anthony Corona. I'll cut right to it. Welcome, Anthony, and thank you for joining us today on this solemn day.
Thank you. I had trouble getting in the Zoom room. Gotta love technology, but thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Anthony, would you explain, if you would, please, so people know what you saw when you were sighted back when? You want to read it first?
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah, Lynn's going to read the article.
Lynn, read the article first that he wrote.
Okay. And Lynn, can I just say something before you do?
Of course,
yes. Hi, Anthony.
Hi.
Seems like I've talked to you once today.
Once or twice, just, you know, who's counting?
Anyway, Anthony wrote an article for the 20th anniversary, and we did a special edition for the White Cane Bulletin for the Florida Council of the Blind. And I nominated his article for the Ned E. Freeman Award for the Board of Publications Awards for the ACB National. And Anthony was honored this summer by receiving an award for his article. So that's all I wanted to say, Lynn.
Okay.
Lynn, you're up. Yeah, I was looking to see if I need a flashlight here. Okay, well, this is called 9/11, 20 years. So Anthony, you wrote this last year, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I will begin. They stood as symbols of our country. Two tall and impressive 110-story buildings at the lower foot of Manhattan. They could be seen for miles from land or approaching by sea. They held thousands of people daily conducting business around the globe. The Twin Towers were shining examples of American engineering and business. Ironically, they formed an impressive 11 in the city skyline. 9/11. The day is forever etched into the fabric of history. Lives were tragically lost, heroes were born, and the safety illusion of America was forever erased. 20 years ago, I still had sight, and I rode the Staten Island Ferry daily, watching those impressive towers growing larger over the 30 minutes it takes the ferry to cross New York Harbor. 20 years ago, I had a burgeoning career working in downtown Manhattan. I would ride the ferry every morning, many times preferring to stand out in front in the wind of the crossing boat with headphones on, revving myself up for another workday. 20 years ago today, time stood still. And for the first time in over 100 years of service, the ferry stopped mid-run and sat in the harbor in horror as hundreds of people aboard stared in shock at one tower rocked from the impact of an airplane. Flames erupted and the smoke furled up and out into the surrounding areas. And then screams ripped through the eerie silence as those hundreds of people watched a second plane aim and hit. 20 years ago today, I stood among the passengers on the Staten Island Ferry, tears silently streaming down my face. The boat sat still for over 20 minutes until an announcement that we would be returning to Staten Island. The engines restarted just as the next layer of horror occurred. The first tower seemed to tremble and sink into itself. The sound was deafening. The smell was smoke and gas and some horrible metallic smell that actually reminded me of the smell of blood. 20 years ago, I thought I was a man. I thought I knew everything. I couldn't fathom what my eyes were showing me. I broke in many small ways, and before I knew it, I was sobbing like the little boy I was in that moment. 20 years ago, four people I love never made it home. My cousin, a FDNY member, the fire department, my best friend's father, who worked on the 68th floor, my very good friend who worked on the 47th floor, and a former manager I worked with when I was in college, all gone in those terrible moments. There wasn't a single person I knew at the time who couldn't say the same things. 20 years later, I can still hear the roar, smell that horrific stench, and though I lost my sight a few years ago, I still see that second plane. I can still see the first tower fall. I can still hear the screams and the sobs. I can never forget. We can never forget. Every generation has life-altering, changing, and foundation-rocking moments. As the world battles a pandemic, the likes not seen for over 100 years, it strikes me that these foundation-rocking moments bound us in humanity. These moments remind us of all of us that we have to lose to get what we have to lose together, and sometimes all the greatness we can achieve together. 20 years ago, our world was rocked to the core, and I was changed from my core. Together, we recovered, as we will, from this dark pandemic. But one of the strongest lessons I relive every day for the last 20 years is that together we can do anything. Together, we are stronger. Together, we are family. If only we remember and continue to hold proverbial hands.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Anthony, for
sharing
that.
Anthony, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for writing it. It was beautiful.
Thank you. So, yeah, Anthony, it's crazy to think that it was 21 years ago and, you know, so much has happened, but close my eyes and I'm there.
Yes, we all lived in a different place. I was just going to board a plane to come home. I was in Texas to come home to Florida, and the airport closed down. We wouldn't fly, and I had to stay in Texas for a week. Everybody had a story to tell. I'm sure everybody remembers back then, 20 years ago, those people that were around. But can you tell us your story now about yourself and how you went blind?
Sure. So my name is Anthony Corona. I lived in Staten Island, New York for most of my life, lived around the country in a few great places, but that's where I was born and raised. 6.5 years ago, I had an internal case of shingles. It didn't present itself on the outside of my skin. It was in the tissues, in my head, in my brain, in my ears, in my eyes. And it was eating at the retinas. It was eating at the vertebrae and the tissues in my ears and brain. And so a couple of surgeries, lots of eye and ear injections, and a tap to relieve some of the pressure on my brain. Unfortunately, they weren't able to save. I had had an accident years before with bilateral retina detachment. So my retinas were already weak in the first place. And by the time, you know, it was diagnosed what it actually was, it was too late to save most of my vision. So I'm completely blind on the right side, and I have light perception on in the left eye.
Well, I have a question for you, Anthony. How soon did you get involved in organizations? Because from what I understand and read, you're very active in organizations for the blind. How? Because a lot of people don't do that right away after they lose their sight. It takes years and years.
You know, people always ask me, you know, how, what? And I just say that I kept moving. You know, I had a guide dog about a year and 4 months into my blind journey, because I was in that moment. If I stopped, if I thought about it, if I really, you know, understood the situation I was in, I probably wouldn't be here right now. And it was because of Guide Dog Foundation, which is in Smithtown, Long Island, that I found the organizations, and ACB, to my personal American Council of the Blind, to my personal philosophy, just fit. I love the other organization as well. We advocate and we have different ideologies, but we all want for our community to have what we deserve and to move forward, you know, as all human beings should. When I came down to Florida, you know, the Florida Council of the Blind, who Sheila is president of, embraced me so very warmly. So it's been an incredible journey, and I love every moment of it.
And before Anthony lost his vision, he worked, what did you do for the Associated Press? Because you worked for them for over 10 years, right?
Yeah, I was the East Coast entertainment editor for the Associated Press, which, you know, East Coast is just a bureau. You know, I covered entertainment around the world. I started out as an arts and culture reporter and very quickly moved into that bureau. And I loved, again, loved every minute of it. I got to travel the world and experience things that, you know, without the Associated Press, I would never have been able to experience.
Hang on, let me give the phone number. If anybody would like to call in and talk with Anthony or give an input on 9/11, 407-894-1680.
Or if you also would like to call in and tell us where you were.
Yeah, that'd be great.
If you were at an airport, if you were coming back, like myself,
everybody
I was coming back. Everybody remembers, I'm sure, where were 9/11.
But so, Anthony, tell everybody some of the wonderful experiences you had while you were doing your job, because I know I've heard some of the people that you have interviewed or met. So,
well, I always, you know, when I'm asked this question, I always say one of the highlights of my Associated Press experience was I got to spend a week with Mariah Carey. And, you know, she is every bit as crazy as the media portrays her to be, but in a fun way. But no, I've been to Grammy Awards. The only thing, as far as award seasons, I never got to cover the actual Oscars. That's one thing on my bucket list that I'll have to figure out how to do in another way. But, you know, I got to travel the globe. I got to play with celebrities. I got to be and witness some amazing moments. You know, when the O2 Arena opened in London, I got to see Michael Jackson, you know, perform at that amazing stadium and see, you know, hundreds of thousands of fans in unison screaming. You know, when you sometimes, for those of us that had sight, you watch those videos and there are just hundreds of thousands of people, tears streaming down their face. You know, it's a once in a lifetime moment. I've had hundreds of them. And again, I could never express the gratitude that I feel for having been able to experience it all.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Now you're working now, right?
I am. I'm working with a company called Democracy Live. When I found, you know, my home in the American Council of the Blind, I found that I enjoyed advocacy and things that I had done in my previous life working for autism in the LGBTQ community was actually something called advocacy. And being able to, again, the Florida Council of the Blind actually gave me my first taste of it, going to Washington, D.C. and speaking with leaders on the Hill about our concerns and things that touch our daily lives. And so, you know, I parlayed that reputation into an interview with this company that's been working in Florida and around the country for accessible voting for everyone, our community and all out there. And it's been about 5 weeks at this point, and I'm loving it.
Good.
If there's anybody out there wants to call in, now is the time, 407-894-680, if you'd like to ask Anthony any questions, or if you have anything that you would like to tell us where you were when 9/11 hit. Where were you? That's the big question.
407-894-1680.
What, Sheila?
Where were you?
I was actually home, and Michael was due home from Texas. He was on a sales trip, and he called me and told me what happened. And then I never watched television, so
I told him,
I pulled up ABC News, and then we were living in South Florida, to answer your question. And then I called my brother. And as I was talking to my brother, Robert, then the second plane hit. So I remember, and Michael couldn't come home. And I said, well, just drive home. I can't drive home. It's too far. So
I could have, but meanwhile, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to go on the plane. So
couldn't go on
the plane. Blame him.
Yeah.
No plane.
Well, in a few days you might have, but so that's where
I drove to Dallas. I was in Houston.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was tremendous. Anthony.
Thank you very much. You know, when I think back on that moment, my father also worked in the city. He was a foreman for the housing authority for the city of New York, and he was already in the city at that point. If I had been on the previous boat 20 minutes earlier, I would have been in the city, and nobody could get out for hours. My father had to walk over the Brooklyn Bridge, and one of my aunts had to pick him up in Brooklyn, and that was 17 hours after the first tower fell. So
I remember seeing those pictures of the people.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a terrible story. This is a true story, and it's not funny. I had a customer in Trenton, New Jersey. It's called Reese. I'm saying it for a reason. It's called Reese's Men's Store. Reese Men's Store in Trenton, New Jersey. And their son graduated college. And after he graduated college, he went to work in Wall Street in the towers. He was only there 4 weeks and he died there. Oh. He was only in the job 4 weeks out of college. Mm-hmm. That's horrible.
And today, my friend, my childhood friend that I've known since I was 2 years old, she sent me a text of a classmate of ours when they were reading the names today. Now they put up pictures of the people who died. And my classmate, Patrice, well, her name was Patrice Sobin, but then her married name was Patrice Paz. And she was a year ahead of us. And she was in the second tower with that big insurance company, which right now I can't think of the name, but she was helping people by the elevator to escape. And then the plane came through the wall in the second tower and she died. And I'm kind of always grateful for her because she went to University of Maryland a year before I did. And I always thought that she paved the way for me.
And you know, the ripple effect, I mention every year the four folks that I spoke about in my article, but my cousin was a year and 6 months married, and his wife was 4 months pregnant with my, you know, second cousin that he never got to see. And, you know, the ripple effect, there are so many of the first responders that are battling with cancers and secondary diseases because they were there. We can never forget, you know, and when you look at lawsuits that the first responders had to go through to get medical coverage for helping our nation, you know, it's the ripple effects will be with us for our lifetimes. I remember hearing my parents and aunts and uncles talk about JFK. Well, the world stood still for us that day, and we're forever changed.
We have callers.
All right.
We do?
Uh-huh.
She knows.
I don't know that.
You should know it.
Because our wonderful engineer sent a chat in the chat box that says we've got callers.
Okay, let's hear that. Let's hear it. Chris.
Wasn't paying attention.
Chris, who's on the line first? Chris,
there you go.
Who's on the line first?
She was my mentor. Yeah.
Chris, who's on the line first?
This is amazing. I'm loving this. Listen, we got Hershey, Peter from Palm Harbor on the phone line. Then we got Hershey from Daytona Beach. Then we have Shirley from Ohio and our good friend Kelly from Tennessee.
Right. We got Tennessee on the line. Wait. We have Tennessee on the line.
We got Tennessee on the line.
Ohio on the line.
Ohio on the line.
We got Florida on the line.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to go for a real fast break and then come back, Michael? Or what do you want to do? No, just take the calls?
Yeah.
All right, Chris, we're just taking the calls. We're not doing the break.
All right.
We'll come back with the break.
All right, we got our good friend Peter from Palm Harbor. Peter, how you doing?
Peter.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, and glad to have the opportunity to say this because this is an exact story. Because I was living in Hoboken at the time, blind, living in Hoboken, and listening to the local news, and the guy came out and said a plane has hit the World Trade Center. Of course, everyone's thinking, oh, you know, a private plane. But then when they said,
yep.
When the second one hit, it was obvious. I called my mother, and who lives further out in New Jersey, and she said Bin Laden. And so we were definitely on top of it. But the next interesting thing that happened was here I'm in Hoboken. I heard a plane soar over me. I mean, it was like a military
yep.
plane. No, too little, too late. But to finish that story here this morning, my mother, because people were talking about 21 years, isn't that enough? We have to keep covering it. Let me tell you why it should be covered. Because my mother this morning is watching the reading of the names, and she sees one of the person reading the names. The name was Jenny LaForte, this woman in her early 20s, Jenny LaForte. Instantly, we both knew. LaForte was the last name of someone I went to high school with. Now he had since, I mean, in Glen Ridge, New Jersey, I went to high school. He joined the Marines and then later worked for Cantor Fitzgerald, and he was killed in the World Trade Center. And he had a 2-year-old daughter. And so here this morning, my mother's watching on TV, and here's this girl in her early 20s. 21 years later, it's not old. This girl deserves her chance to read the name.
That's right.
She's an adult now.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Peter,
for calling.
We have to go to break.
We'll take the other callers. We come back from the break. We're going to go to break.
Thank you, Peter.
Chris, we're going to break. We come back. We'll take the other callers. Thank you very much, Peter. Going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. one that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Before we went to break, we put some people on hold. I'd like to talk to those people right now. Let's listen to those folks right now on hold. Chris?
I'm all yours.
Okay, so let's listen to the first person we put on hold. There's three or four people on hold.
Coming from the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, that is, we have the one, the only, Hershey, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, sir. Oh, my goodness gracious. You just said those fancy terms from the 90s, the world famous beach, Daytona Beach. We don't say that these days. And thank you so much, Chris, for that introduction. And thank you to the host and, you know, everybody else that is in this conversation. Let's take you back. So if anybody knows a basketball player named Vince Carter, Vince Carter went to Mainland High School. I graduated Mainland High School 2005. But 9/11 happened in 2001. I was in the first period class, which was algebra. And after that class, we shifted over to second period, just like we usually would, just about seven periods. Second class was graphics class. So I was learning Photoshop and Illustrator, and I had vision back then. That was somewhat helpful. But we turned on the TV, and we got to see the tragedy in front of us, right? We didn't understand what to do. We were in school. We had safety precautions to perhaps take, but we were just in such a shock and awe. And I just remember looking back at, you know, this history. Like 1998, we had Florida fires. 2001, we had 9/11. Florida has had its trials and tribulations, right? So when we look at what we bring to the table, it's about people. It's not about disabilities, accessibilities, or anything. It's about abilities to talk to each other and make sure that we're just communicating to each other. I mean, I get to hear from Mr. Michael, and yeah, he's from Philly. You know, I'm so excited to hear about the stories from Philly. But we have to be happy about understanding those stories and why are those so, you know, why are they so important to us? We have to understand where we come from. And I came to this country for education with my family in 1994. But here we are, you know, 2001 has passed, 2022, and yet we got to move forward. But we just have to make sure we consider every person next to us. And that's kind of
beautifully said, Hershey.
Thank you. Yeah. Hershey. And Hershey, I learned about a quote today. Actually, one of the Lions clubs had posted it, and it's very short and simple. Loss and grief do not divide, but unite. So I think that's similar to what you're saying right now. We just have to.
It just came out of the air and the dome in the head and the brain's working, I guess. You know, we have other disabilities. I have MS, I have blindness, but we have to move forward. You know, we just got to let people know what we need to know. So I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Hershey.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank the next caller now. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you much for sharing. That's our next caller.
Shirley's next.
Shirley from Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hello.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi. You know, you talk about
9/11, I know my husband and I, Lynn, who most of you or at least some of you know, we were asleep, and it was, you know, right about 9 o'clock when all this occurred, and a friend of mine called on the phone, and she told us, she said, "You've got to turn on Channel 7, which was one of our local TV stations." She said, "Turn it on." That was the first thing she said to me when I picked up the phone. She said, "Turn on Channel 7." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Just turn it on." And I think she said a little something to me maybe as an explanation, but I'm not sure. It all happened so fast. And we turned on the TV and just absolutely couldn't believe it. I think this had to be right after the first tower was hit, and obviously we were flabbergasted, and we were supposed to pick friends of ours up at the airport who had gone to Australia on vacation, and they were coming back in that day, and of course they got to California and couldn't go any further. They just, you know, they kept them there, and eventually I think they, you know, took a bus in from there or something a few days later, and my father was supposed to come in around that time from Florida, and he finally came in when flying started again a few days later. But, oh, my gosh, I just, you know, so many things, you know, go through your mind. I mean, I just was having such a hard time believing that this whole thing was real. It was just so horrible. And, you know, I'll never forget that phone call. Unfortunately, my friend isn't with us anymore. But, you know, I think about her, of course, too, every time this day comes into being. And, you know, I think about everything that happened and what people went through. We had a very good friend who went there to New York and helped. And I've never really had a chance to ask him, you know, if he was medically, you know, injured through some of this, because a lot of people have been and, you know, have had problems for life after going through this and, you know, going there to help. So it's just a horrible, horrible thing. And I don't know how many of you have heard Michael Hingson talk, or if you've ever had a chance to get acquainted with him. I'm sure most of you know who he is.
We know. We'll have to have him on the air sometime, Michael Hingson.
He is quite a fascinating person to listen to. And
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you, Shirley, for calling in. Let's take our next call. Kelly's thank you. Appreciate it so much.
Kelly is next, and she's got an awesome story.
Kelly from Tennessee.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you.
Now, Kelly from Tennessee.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're fine, awesome. Kelly James. How are you?
I'm good. So my 9/11 story is this. This is my first trip over to Europe. My cousin had gotten married in France September 8th, and so my aunt and cousins were flying out of Germany earlier that day, and they were supposed to land in New York the same time. They ended up in Nova Scotia, Canada. They weren't in the group that went to Gander. They were in the group that went to Nova Scotia, but they had the same scenario. And then I was on a plane with my parents, my aunt and uncle, and my grandmother. And we were exactly halfway from Geneva, Switzerland to New York. And so they originally told us that the World Trade Center and the Pentagon had been bombed. And so we didn't know exactly what was going on for about 2 hours. And then so they told us that we're not going to New York. We were going back to where we were exactly halfway. And basically, we ended up going back to Geneva, Switzerland, where it was closest airport to my aunt. My aunt and uncle lived in Megève, France, or they live in Megève, France. So we were able to go spend another few days with them. But a lot of people had to stay in hotels and pay. You know, there was no flights. Every day we called the airport, there was bomb threats at the airport. And so this was on a Tuesday, and then we flew out like Sunday. We wanted to make sure there was another flight that had gotten out safely before we went back out. But we, for the longest time, we didn't know what was going on. My grandmother was in distress because she had already, you know, she was going through dementia and depression. So we were all, and so when we were still on the plane and we found out that it was a domestic, it was a domestic flight. No, actually first they told us a plane had hit the towers. We didn't know if it was domestic or not. And we saw, our first thought was that it was the plane my aunt was on. My aunt and my cousin were on. And, then like an hour or so later, they told us that it was a domestic plane and what had actually happened. So then when we got off the plane, they collected everybody's passport and we couldn't leave until they, you know, went through them all and whatnot. And then we went back to my aunt's, but it was a very long day and, everybody on the ground knew, you know, right away, whereas we didn't know for several hours. And my aunt and uncle that were with us on the plane, all of their children were back in the States and they wanted to travel. And so they were getting very antsy about their kids being, you know, in the States and whatnot. But, it was a very long day. It was very, very memorable, unfortunately. Well,
thank you so much, Kelly, for telling your story.
Thank you, Kelly.
So much, Kelly. Thank you so much for coming on board. Thank you.
And I do want to tell everybody that the 9/11 Museum it is pretty much open to the public, I believe, again. And they
is
do
it open
have
again? I heard it closed.
Well, I heard it was opened, but I haven't gotten a definite confirmation, but I just wanted to say that they do have an audio described tour for visually impaired and blind individuals. So if you are in New York and want to take the tour, take a box of tissue.
It's really, really, really well done.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks,
the play
Kelly.
Come From Away is also very accurate. It's about the people who ended up in Canada. And it's very accurate. I saw it here in Tennessee, but it's a good play. You should watch it if you haven't
you.
Seen it.
Thank you so much,
Kelly. We have to say goodnight to Anthony, but thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for calling
for
in. Thank you for sharing.
So, Anthony.
Anthony, I want to thank you so much for coming on board. It was
thank
very,
you very
interesting.
Much.
We thank you.
And we'll have to have you back, and you can talk about all your activities. But tonight was special night. Yeah.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you so much.
We can never forget. Thank you, everyone.
That's right. Never forget.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Well, folks, I have something to tell you. I learned this today. Now, this has nothing to do with 9/11, but this is an important message. As we always like to throw a message out that's very important, even though it has nothing to do with 9/11, but something very important. My sister called today and told me that her apartment house in the basement had a fire and she had to leave the building right away. Well, she went down 19 flights. They had a fire alarm. And when she went out, they wouldn't let her back in and the elevators were not working. So she didn't have a toothbrush. She had nothing. And they said, go to a hotel. Well, I want you to listen to this. The reason why I'm saying this, for those folks that have, you're renting or you own a home, or even if you're renting, check your insurances, because I'm going to tell you something, what my sister told me, and I'm calling my insurance company tomorrow to make sure that I'm covered in certain places. If you have a fire and you had to run out your door, the question is, what does your policy cover? My sister said she's covered for staying in a hotel for a couple of months. Okay, that's good. She's also covered because when she ran out, she had no clothes, only the clothes she was wearing. So she had to buy all new clothes because she had no clothes.
Oh, goodness.
She didn't even have a toothbrush.
Wow.
So the story is that she had to buy cosmetics, toothbrush, everything to live for the next couple of months. Her policy, she said, covers it. Also, she needed food and going to eat out. Her policy covers that. Does your insurance cover all this? If you had to run out of your apartment or house, does it cover you that you're
time of a disaster?
The time of disaster. Yeah. If you have a, God forbid, a fire. So the story is that she can't go back to her apartment now, it seems, for at least 4 to 6 weeks because they had to put a new generator in the basement. The electricity is gone. So they need a new generator, but that's going to take a long time. So they're going to put a substation down in her basement. So the point that I'm saying is you may not live in a high rise. Maybe you just live in an apartment. Maybe you live in a house. But the question, I'm calling tomorrow to check my policy. Am I covered for not just my house, but what am I, will it pay for me staying in a hotel for a month or two? Will it pay for me buying clothes? Will it pay for food? What about all the food that was in my freezers and refrigerator? Am I covered? Up to how much? All these things in question, will it cover? We're going to break. We're going to top of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.